We are in Simin Vav, the halachas of Asher Yatzar, and we're up to Sif Beis. We'll just be doing Sif Beis today. Yesh Noagin the Machaber says, Lahamtin levarech al netilas yodayim ad boam lebeis haknesses. There are those who do not say the bracha of al netilas yodayim at home. They wait until they come to shul, and they say it along with the other brachas. Says the Machaber, Uvnei Sfard lo noagu kein. Sfardim don't do that. Sfardim will say Al Netilas Yadayim at home. To which the Ramah adds, either one may be good, just don't do both. Don't say Al Netilas Yadayim at home and then end up repeating it when you get to shul. So that you have a choice, either at home or in the shul, but not two times. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes into the merits of saying Al Netilas Yadayim at home versus those of saying Al Netilas Yadayim in shul. Well, the first issue is, if you wash your hands at home and then say Al Netilas Yadayim a long time later in shul, then that's not right. You did a mitzvah and then you're saying the bracha later. So that isn't correct. Now, the Mishnah Berurah had previously discussed the fact that there's a difference between the Shita of the Rosh and the Shita of the Rashba in this. We saw that there were two reasons why Chazal could have been metak in the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, dafka for washing the hands before davening in the morning. The Rosh was of the opinion that as you're about to daven, you've got to wash your hands to see to it that they're clean. And for that, Chazal were metak in a mitzvah Netilas Yadayim with a bracha. The Rashba said this was something special about getting up in the morning. You are a new being, you're about to start serving Hashem, and therefore it is like the kiyar, like the Kohanim would wash their hands in the kiyar before they began their service in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a difference between the two, and that is that according to the Rosh, the Mishnah Berurah understands that the bracha is a bracha that goes back on your mitzvah of having washed your hands and therefore should be done immediately. Furthermore, it's got to be the washing of the hands that enables you to daven. It's got to be that you're washing your hands just before davening. So that, let's say you get up in the morning, you wash negel vasa, and you will immediately use the washroom. You couldn't say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim there, first of all, because you're not about to daven. In fact, once you come out of the washroom, you're going to have to wash your hands again in order to start davening. So how could you say Al Netilas Yadayim on that washing? The Mishnah Berurah adds another thing, and that is that when you have an urge to use the washroom, you're not even allowed to say brachas in the first place. Therefore, one could not say that when you wash negel vasa, knowing that you're about to use the washroom, that you should say Al Netilas Yadayim. You can't make any bracha at that point. You could say modani, but you can't say a bracha. Therefore, when you wash negel vasa, according to the Rosh and according to the Rashba, that's not really the time to make the bracha. According to the Rashba, if you wouldn't be using the washroom, the fact that you got up in the morning and washed your first washing, that would require an Al Netilas Yadayim. But the Mishnah Berurah learned there that according to the Rashba, you can be mesader the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim together with the other Birkas HaShachar. In other words, this halacha that you cannot wash your hands in the morning and then say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim together with the brachas is only a problem according to the Rosh. According to the Rashba, it is permissible. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the ideal thing to do is when you get up in the morning, you wash your hands, you're going to use the washroom, don't say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. You come out of the washroom, or say you also got dressed, at that point, you wash your hands, if you're ready to start davening, you could say Al Netilas Yadayim immediately. Even if you're on your way to shul yet. If you want to, you can wait until you get to shul, but there, you should wash your hands first to make sure that they're clean. This way, according to the Rosh, you can say Al Netilas Yadayim for that washing, and according to the Rashba, you can say Al Netilas Yadayim together with the Birkas HaShachar, going back on the washing of the hands that you did in the morning. So, ideally, Bir Halacha taught us this before, now the Mishnah Berurah says it again, ideally, the thing to do is wash your hands just before you're ready to daven, the last time that you're washing your hands to keep them clean for davening, and at that point, you could say Al Netilas Yadayim together with the other morning brachas. The fact that you just washed your hands for davening allows you to make the bracha according to the Rosh. The fact that you're saying it together with the morning brachas allows you to make Al Netilas Yadayim according to the Rashba. This the Mishnah Berurah considers ideal. There are a few halachas that the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Kabbalah. First of all, he says from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that when you leave your house on the way to shul, just before you leave, you should say Shema Yisrael, the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. You should be mechaven not to be yotz of the mitzvah of Krishma then, because you would like to say Krishma in shul with its brachas, unless you think that you're going to miss man Krishma if you don't say it then. Another thing that he brings down is that if a person says Tehillim daily, the Lavush says that the ideal time for that is before davening. So the Mishnah Berurah says then that if you're going to wash your hands for Tehillim and then just say Al Natilo Sudayim after the Tehillim without having washed again, then according to the Rosh, there was too much of a hefsek between your Natilo Sudayim and your bracha. The halacha that the Ramah brought down, that one should certainly not say Al Natilo Sudayim, should not say Al Natilo Sudayim twice. So what happens if the person is the chazan? And say on Yomim Noroim, there is a minhag of starting davening with saying all of the Birkas HaShachar, including Al Natilo Sudayim. So the person's the chazan, and he already said Al Natilo Sudayim at home. What should he do? So he says that he should ask somebody else that did not yet say the brachas to stop and listen, and he'll be motzi him. So that as the chazan, he will have the right to say the bracha in order to be motzi this other person. But otherwise, the chazan could not say Al Natilo Sudayim if he already did before, and there's nobody to be motzi. That would be a bracha levatala. With regard to slichas, so the Mishnah Berurah mentions that you have a choice of saying Al Natilo Sudayim before slichas, if your hands will be clean for davening, or you can wait until after slichas, wash your hands then, say Al Natilo Sudayim, and begin davening.